Federal and local investigations are being conducted as many surrogate moms from Texas to Florida found out that the babies they carried are now in foster care. The mothers thought they were helping a Chinese couple in Southern California who were struggling to have a second child. It turns out the women were all surrogates for the same couple at the same time, matched through the agency Mark Surrogacy, now renamed Future Spring Surrogacy. The suspected couple is Sylvia Zhang, 38, and Guo Jun Swan, 65, who served as president of the Xinjiang Chamber of Commerce in the United States. That organization is part of a network tied to the Chinese Communist Party's United Front Work Department. In early May, police investigated a child abuse situation in the couple's home after a two-month-old baby was hospitalized with head trauma. A nanny was allegedly caught on camera violently shaking the baby, and the parents reportedly delayed seeking medical care for 2 days. Police say that Zhang and Swan were arrested on suspicion of felony child endangerment and neglect on May 9th. They were later released. The Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services also investigated and removed all children from the couple's custody. 21 children in total, ranging from 2 months to 13 years old, mostly babies and toddlers. One of the first surrogates to speak publicly was Kayla Elliott, who shared her story on social media and launched a GoFundMe to raise legal funds. She is now trying to gain custody of the baby girl she delivered.